This is the local VK5 news segment. Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's news and notes from the North East Radio Club. Now, the North East Radio Club is inviting all amateurs and radio clubs to a picnic at the park on Thursday, the 16th of May, at the Thorndon Park Reserve, Hamilton Terrace, Paradise, commencing at 9 a.m. And this is to be a park activation with a difference. So please bring along your HF portable antennas and we will put them to the test. A transceiver will be provided for this. Now there's going to be a prize for the winning entry and also you'll be famous. Families are invited to make it a great social gathering. And there's a cover charge of $6, which will cover the cost of a bacon and egg roll, and tea and coffee will be available. So RSVP by Monday the 13th of May by emailing Mick, VK5MCH, at vk5.au. Now we hope to make this a regular social event for all amateurs and radio clubs, so come along and help make amateur radio great again at the Thorndon Park Reserve on Thursday the 16th of May. Now the next general meeting of the North East Radio Club will be next Friday the 10th of May at the Modbury West Community Hall, and on the night Des, VK5LEA, will be giving us an informative talk about electric vehicles. So if you're looking at getting an electric vehicle at some stage, come along and learn all about it from Des. Get there at 7:15 p.m. for a 7:30 p.m. start. And as usual, tea, coffee and soft drinks will be available. Well, that's all we've got for this week. Don't forget to keep staying negative. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Hi, this is Steve, VK5SFA for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. At the May AREG monthly meeting, I'll be giving a presentation on my adventures in establishing a remote LF, MF, HF, VHF and UHF remote site. This project has been 18 months in the making, and I would like to share with you all the way I failed my way to success. The presentation will run for approximately 2 hours, as there are many facets of this exciting project to discuss. During the presentation, I will be talking about site establishment, antenna systems, how to sectionalize existing structures that are too long and make them work on the amateur bands, remote control, setting up secure, reliable internet, all the equipment required, and my latest addition, a steerable LF, MF and HF receiving antenna array which will blow you away. Please trust me when I tell you that this is the one presentation you will not want to miss, as you'll never see anything like it again. For security reasons, there will be no YouTube or recording of the presentation, and I will only be presenting it once. So, save the date, Friday the 17th of May at the Fulham Gardens Community Centre, Phelps Court, Fulham. Doors open 7 p.m. with the presentation starting at 7:30 p.m. sharp. There will be a short business meeting after the presentation. Coffee and tea facilities are available for a gold coin donation. Visitors are most welcome. AREG members may attend either in person or via Zoom. So tell your friends and come and make a night of it. You'll be very pleased you did. Best 73s from Steve, VK5SFA.
And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, everyone. This is a note from the AHARS training team. Congratulations must go to the candidates in our last foundation training course and update exams. All candidates passed their respective examinations and the ACMA were very responsive processing much of the paperwork on the following Monday. Several people were unavailable for the last training session and we have already received a number of inquiries from prospective students. We anticipate running another training session in a month's time. So if you or anyone you know would like to do the foundation training course or an upgrade exam, please call 0418803177 or better still, email your details to vk5ph@wia.org.au. It is now possible to complete the training and examinations in just one day, and the ACMA do not charge for examinations, so there is no reason not to give it a shot. With capable handheld radios costing about $28, no yearly license fees, and with high sunspot activity, there has never been a better time to get your license. We look forward to hearing from you soon. 73 from the AHAS training team.
Now for the latest Wison SA activities.
Good morning, fellow ham radio operators and hobbyists. This is VK5 LSB, and my name is David with some news and notes on behalf of WISA Australia and its committee. The WISA Australia AGM Associate Get-Together was held yesterday, Saturday the 4th of May 2024, down at the Scouts SA Adventures Activity Centre, where a motivated, dynamic and committed team have been elected to guide WISA Australia into the future. And more information regarding elected committee members will be provided in the WISA Australia newsletter during the week. Following the AGM, there was an informative educational presentation by Mr. Norm McMillan, VK3XCI, and his wife Bernadette, who made the trip from across the border of Victoria to provide a presentation to the WISA Australian group titled Refraction, Not Reflection, where he spoke about how the ionosphere forms, why is it in regions not layers, free electron density, refraction due to variations, and one-way propagation. He also touched on tools for predicting propagation and VIS. The Committee of WISA Australia would like to thank Norm, VK3XCI, and Bernadette for taking the time to make the trip across the border and providing the presentation to us. The day finished off with social networking chit-chat and a free complimentary barbecue sausage sizzle, soft drinks, etc., and no amateur guests went home hungry or thirsty on the day. We thank Scouts SA for providing excellent facilities for our use. Last weekend, the Shannons Rally of the Heartland was held up at Barra and surrounds in the mid-north of the state. The band of exceptional, highly skilled ham radio operators and volunteers WISA South Australia have provided radio communications, logging, logistics and manning SOS points. The Committee of WISA Australia cannot thank our wonderful volunteers enough who provide such professionalism and skills for this event. The organisers of the rally stated it is so valuable having WISA Australia Incorporated help run the event with ever-reliable comms and an extra army of reliable officials as a bonus should we need you. I know the events lean on WISA Australian volunteers occasionally and do more than your allocated comms role, and I'm always impressed that you guys take that on in good cheer. It is great to receive such positive feedback to us as a group, and all WISA Australian volunteers should be proud of themselves of the statement provided by the rally organisers. Don't forget, tonight, Sunday the 5th of May, the WISA Australian Net will be held at 2000 hours local time, utilising the Adelaide Link Repeater Network, and we look forward to chatting to you all on the net tonight at 2000 hours. This has been David, VK5 LSB, and on behalf of the WISA Australian Committee, saying thank you for listening. I look forward to chatting tonight on the WISA Australian Net, which is tonight, Sunday the 5th of May at 2000 hours. Stay safe and 73 all.
Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with a weekly update from the South East Radio Group. The working bee on the TV hut last Thursday week was well attended and a good deal of work was achieved. Many rusty screws on the outside of the hut were replaced. Thank you, Nick, VK5NJS, and Owen, VK5HOS, and many measurements were taken, recorded, and placed onto layout plans. Greg, VK5ZGY, did a lot of this and has volunteered to build quite a lot of timber shelving, which will house the many reels of Cat 5 cable that we use at the Legend of the Lakes Hill Climb. This will free up valuable space on the shelving units in our club shed, also built by Greg. Thank you, Greg. Painting of the outside of the hut will now take place, and so, at this point, we are well on course for this valuable project to be ready well ahead of the 2024 Legend of the Lakes Hill Climb. Our remote radio setup is working very well indeed, and a few members have been making good use of it. Work continues on a remote antenna rotating system and a means of remote switching of the antennas. And now, of course, the inevitable reminder. Sunday, the 9th of June, is the day of our 2024 annual convention. Entry for the day is only $5 per person. Planning is well advanced and there will be something for everyone, including, of course, an excellent opportunity to meet and greet many fellow amateurs that you may have had a QSO with on air but never met face to face. At least one good quality door prize will be on offer. There will be loads of pre-loved gear to drool over, as well as some new gear. VK Radio will be in attendance, as will App Vision, who will be bringing along some delectable test gear to drool over and buy. Check out their website at appvision.com.au. That's appvision, one word, .com.au. At the end of the day, we'll have our famous sit-down dinner, which is the social highlight of the weekend. Always enjoyed by all who have attended this excellent value for money dinner, $25 a head for a three-course sit-down meal, is well worth attending, with many raffles to be won, as well as excellent camaraderie. Of course, the fox hunters are well catered for, with two full days and a night of fox hunting mayhem, which is followed by the prize presentation on Sunday afternoon before the dinner. If you've decided to come along and join us, don't forget to book your accommodation now, as the Mount is a very busy spot on that weekend with many sporting and other events taking place. For the latest up-to-date information, have a look at serge.org.au, that's all lowercase, serg.org.au, and click on the Convention 2024 page on the left-hand side. We look forward to seeing you here. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the Southeast Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Serge.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.